Paul Clark is a professor and director of the School of Labor and Employment Relations at Penn State. He spoke with WPSU's Ann Danahy about the push to reform police departments and what that would mean for police unions.
Across the country and locally, there have been calls by activists to defund or reorganize police departments. Is there any historical precedent for that?
Well, I think there is historical precedent if you go back over the last century or so. I don't think it's a movement that's made a lot of progress at the time. But over the last century, police have been accused by progressive groups of targeting them way back to what's called the Coal and Iron Police in Pennsylvania that were deputized by the state to basically bust unions using violence. During the period when suffragettes were protesting and having demonstrations, police sometimes confronted them violently. And like other progressive groups, they called for reform of police, but no progress was really made in that regard.
Dismantling the police seems like it can mean different things to different people. Outright defunding of it or moving duties such as dealing with health and mental health issues, drug-related episodes, to different agencies that might be better trained to deal with it. To generalize, it's progressives or liberal activists who are making the call to defund or reorganize police departments. And part of that is a critique of police unions, which critics say allow some police officers to go unchecked. Is it unusual to see liberals critical of unionized labors in this way?
Well, it is unusual in general for liberals or progressives to criticize unions. But I think the key issue here is that police unions are very, very different than virtually every other union that makes up what I would call the American labor movement. Police unions are generally conservative. They support, in many cases, Republicans for political office. Their big issue is law and order. Most other unions in this country tend to support Democrats, who traditionally have been more interested in supporting workers' rights. And in that sense, yes, it's unusual for liberals and progressives to be critical of unions. But again, I think you have to understand that police unions are very different than other unions in this country.
One of the criticisms that gets lobbed at unions is that they protect people who shouldn't be protected for one reason or another. In the cases that are coming up now, questions of police brutality. But is it a critique also that gets lobbed at teachers' unions, that teachers' unions protect teachers who shouldn't be teachers, who shouldn't be kept on? I'm just wondering if the criticism that's going against police unions now, if that could grow into a push against other unions too.
Well, it could be. Let me explain the dynamics there. In terms of an employment relationship, it's an adversarial relationship, generally, between an employer and a union. Adversarial in the sense that an employer can take discipline against an employee. And then the union's job is to represent that employee. There's a system of due process called grievance procedures. And you'll have the employer on one side making a case to discipline or discharge an employee. And the union is sort of like the defense attorney in our judicial system. Their job is to represent their members to the fullest of their ability. And then ultimately, if a case goes this far, you have an arbitrator who's basically a judge who hears both sides and then makes a case. So criticism, as you say, of unions is that unions will defend members who aren't doing a good job, maybe are guilty of discipline. My reaction to that is it's just like a defense attorney. A defense attorney's job is to represent the member as well as they can, not to decide guilt. It's the employer side who brings the charges and has to prove guilt. So unions believe strongly that members should have due process. Part of due process is having someone that represents the defendant, and that's what unions do. And sometimes unions are just better at this than employers, in terms of bringing the case. So if a member who maybe shouldn't have got off does get off, it's really not the union's fault, I would argue. It's the employer for not doing a good job in proving their case. Now, with police unions, one of the criticisms have been that they protect bad cops. And, you know, I think that is a problem because it raises issues of whether the police are going to be violating people's rights out there. Police, teachers don't do that. They don't have that aspect of their job.
Related to that, there's the question of whether after these cases are settled, whether that information should be public or not. That's one of the major criticisms right now of police unions and the administrations of the places where they work, the cities and towns, is that the information isn't made public. So people don't know that these police officers may have a long record. Is that something that would be possible to change, or is that going to be difficult?
Well, no, it's possible to change. But here's the thing about the relationship between police unions and the municipalities that employ them. Police unions, like all other unions, are active politically, and they endorse candidates. And they have a cudgel that they can use against politicians, which is the issue of law and order. It's very damaging to a politician to be accused by the police unions of being soft on crime. So if you have a politician, a mayor or a city council that wants to reform police, the police are going to attack them as being anti-law enforcement, anti-police, anti-law and order. That gives the police a tremendous amount of power. But municipalities now and politicians have to stand up to those unions and make the case that they're not against law and order, that they're for people being treated fairly, that they're for changing a situation where you have racial profiling and police brutality. So it's going to take some courage on the part of elected officials to stand up to police unions. If they do, I think there's a great public support for reform.
Paul Clark, thank you so much for talking with us.
Sure, happy to do so.